I grew up upstate in Buffalo, New York, and I had a lot of great things coming to me in life because of my parents, who worked very hard. My father worked at the Chevy plant, and my mother was a department store worker, and they really worked hard to make our lives better for me and my brother. And I had all these good things come to me in this country and growing up in upstate New York because we had a private sector and a public sector that worked together to help working class and middle class people move forward and help their families move forward. Now, 35, 40 years later, things are different. We have a government that doesn't help the people move forward as much as it helps themselves. There are politicians who are rigging bids, there are politicians who are taking bribes, and there is unfortunately another larger group that isn't stopping them from doing it. And first and foremost in that other group is the Attorney General of the state. We've had three attorney generals in the past 12 years who have pledged to clean up corruption. But despite that, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal. And it's not just that we're not putting people in jail, it's that the costs of corruption are making it near impossible for New Yorkers and small businesses and even large businesses to function here to have any margin for error. Regular people have no margin for error anymore. Small businesses have no margin for error. What happens is the cost of corruption in terms of making it difficult to do business, in terms of making it harder to get to work, in terms of having government take tax dollars and waste them with the wrong projects, all of those costs fall upon the citizens and taxpayers of this state. And so the margin for error that people like my mom and dad had, and the cooperation that my mom and dad had from a vibrant business sector and from the government, isn't there anymore. So we've got to turn that around. And the opportunity to help turn that around was something that inspired me to come out and run.
Obviously, corruption and ethics have been huge catchwords out of Albany in the past few years. When you were nominated, you said your priority would be combating New York's chronic problem with political corruption. And you just said that's the reason why you are running. How would you address it and actually be successful?
Well, there are two phases to it. Number one is people have to know you're watching, right? When you have attorney general after attorney general after attorney general who don't do the job, whose strongest relationships are to other politicians rather than the people, you're not going to get it done. If you don't have someone in the office who has the expertise to look at a billion-dollar contract or multiple billion-dollar contracts and say, "Hey, why are we doing this? What's wrong with this? How could it be constructed better?" If you don't have someone who has those decades of expertise, you're not going to get it done. You've got to do things other than just indict people. You have to get us out of the business of signing dumb contracts and doing dumb deals with the taxpayers' money. You have to have someone who has more allegiance to the people than they do to the politicians. And I'm someone who's never run for office before. That's very important because as someone who hasn't run for office, I've been out there working hard, paying taxes, understanding the squeeze that gets put on small business by the government, and I'm willing to do something about it. Career politicians, they're thinking about the system, they're thinking about moving up. And that's the contrast that the voters have to remember.
In looking at your CV from Ropes and Gray, the law firm that you work for, it appears that your work focuses on investment assets and kind of big business sorts of cases. How does that qualify you to be the attorney general and to meet the goals that you're setting?
Absolutely clear. What I've done for the last 20 years is I represent funds and investors and companies that take billions of dollars and then they hand it to other companies, and those companies send it other places, hide it, waste it, do projects that fail with it. And my job is to get the money back, figure out what happened, figure out who should be accountable, and get the money back. That is precisely what needs to happen for the taxpayers in this state. For too long, taxpayers in this state have sent hundreds of billions of dollars a year into this government, and we don't know where it goes. There's a lack of accountability, and when things go wrong or it gets misspent, nobody seems to do anything to get the money back. So somebody's got to have that same result-oriented approach for taxpayers that I've been using for my clients for the last 20 years.
New York State has very often been one of the states leading multi-state challenges against federal government policies, regulations, laws, especially in environmental and consumer-related issues. Would you continue those sorts of challenges as Attorney General?
You certainly have to undertake any litigation that makes sense for the citizens and taxpayers of the state of New York. Sometimes that means participating as one attorney general in a multi-state litigation. Sometimes, depending upon the power of the laws in the state and the conduct that's gone on, you actually undertake a litigation on your own, separate from other states. But the key factor is whether it's something that benefits the citizens and the taxpayers.
What sorts of legal priorities do you feel the Attorney General's office should be looking at that they haven't focused on as much as you think they should have?
Well, first of all, we have to deal with this corruption issue because the costs of it are so colossal. The fact of the matter is we not only have the direct costs of the corruption itself, but also the fact that businesses leave the state because they say, you know what? This place, why am I going to put another dollar in here? With this group of people running the store and the way they conduct themselves, I could go to some place where government is cheaper, more transparent, more effective. I get more for my money there, and so I don't have to be here. So stopping businesses from leaving is very important, and corruption enforcement is a very big part of that. When we have a business leave the state, it doesn't just affect our budget, it affects our tax base. You know, and we have a problem in this state where when you send out businesses and you send out productive citizens to other states, there are fewer people rowing the boat. And so the burden of taxes is higher, not just for the year that the money disappears, but for forever. So we've got to turn that around. The other thing that we have to do as a state and from the Attorney General's office is have some discretion and some experience in how we apply the law. We have a law in New York called the Martin Act, where they basically can indict anybody in the business world they want that sells any security. The standard is unbelievably low. It's different than virtually every other state of the union. And what the last couple of attorney generals have done, starting with Elliot Spitzer, what the last couple of AGs have done is they've used that to extort and punish companies with billions of dollars in fines. And those fines, you know, they make people feel good. They often go into the state treasury rather than to actual victims, but those fines drive businesses out too. So we've got to have some balance and some discretion. We need to enforce the law. We need to protect citizens and securities buyers and consumers in the state, but we can't drive businesses out willy-nilly because someone wants a press release and someone wants a scalp to put on the wall. That's the business we have to get out of as a state.
On the national level, we occasionally hear that if anything happens with the Robert Mueller investigation, that New York State might be able to pick up some slack. What do you think New York's role should be if anything does happen with the Mueller investigation?
Well, there are multiple investigations. They will go forward. And then the people running those investigations have to decide what to do with them. The Mueller people have already said they can indict a sitting president. So it's going to be a long time before that gets resolved. If and when information comes to the state of New York after all the federal investigations are completed, then it's going to come time to decide what is in the interest of the taxpayers of the state of New York. And we've got a lot of problems on the front burner here. We have businesses that are fleeing. We have a corruption epidemic that is costing us billions, that's keeping people from being able to get to work, from being able to do their jobs, from being able to grow a business, from being able to keep their kids and grandkids in this state. So I've got to prioritize those things. And if something comes, it's going to be like any other issue. You know, no one's above the law, and you have to protect the taxpayers and citizens of the state.
Keith Wolford, you are the sole Republican running for Attorney General, but it seems like the Democratic candidates got all the attention because of the primary. Does that concern you at all?
No, the primary, frankly, is a godsend for the taxpayers and citizens of New York because it forces the Democrats to expose the truth about each other. You know, what has the public learned from these debates and from this primary process? They've learned, number one, that none of the candidates on the other side are truly independent of the political system. So they're not going to have the temperament or inclination to clean up what needs to be cleaned up. Number two, in varying degrees, they lack the experience to do the job, and they certainly have less experience than the Republican candidate. They haven't dealt with billion-dollar contracts. They haven't dealt with billion-dollar litigations. One of them hasn't even been admitted to the bar here in New York for more than a couple of weeks. So none of this would have been learned, or perhaps it might have been mischaracterized if it were brought out in a general election. The fact that the public has heard what the Democrats have to say about each other and all of the salient information that's been shared, really is going to help the process along. The fact of the matter is a lot of what's come out is the truth, and the truth is that those candidates aren't good enough for New York State. New York State needs someone who's going to fight for them, not the politicians. They need someone who isn't going to do on-the-job training. They need someone who has the experience, knows every trick in the book, and is going to fight for them and turn some of this around.
You've been a practicing attorney for quite a few years now.
I graduated law school 25 years ago.
What's the most interesting case you've ever handled?
You know, there have been a number of really, really interesting ones, but one that comes to mind off the top of my head was we had a case where we represented the creditors of the largest minority-owned auto supplier in Michigan. Very, very big company. They had a lot of sales, but not a lot of profits, and they were in big trouble at the brink of the auto crisis in 2007. We were able to sit down with the owner of that company, with the major auto manufacturers, and unlike many other companies that did what that company did, which just liquidated, disappeared, we were able to save virtually all of the jobs. We were able to get a reasonable payout to the owner, and we were able to put those companies in the hands of management that could make them profitable and save the jobs and preserve them as going concerns. And a lot of my experience in that case was, and a lot of the reason we were able to be successful in that case, was that I had experience dealing with different groups of people, not just people in the C-suite, but people from different ethnic and racial backgrounds, lawyers who were specialists in different areas of the law, and frankly, experience in a courtroom, convincing a judge we needed more time to get things done. And so that case really showcased a number of the things that I think I bring to the state of New York and to the people of the state and being the attorney general.
You're focused on corruption. What are you finding from the people that you're talking to across the state that they're concerned about, that they feel the AG should be focused on?
It's two things. It's corruption and the weight of government. You know, more generally, corruption is just the most sharp manifestation of government taking away people's margin for error, whether it's a business that's struggling to make payroll, whether it's a homeowner struggling to make their rent, whether it's a small landlord trying to put a few extra bucks in their property to keep it from declining in value and in its attractiveness. Everybody feels that there's too much regulation, there's too much taxation, there's too much, frankly, meddling in people's zone of freedom. And it's getting in the way of them doing what they want and need to do to make them and their families' lives better and their businesses better. And the corruption is just the insult on top of the injury, right? That on top of making it so difficult to function and to move forward as opposed to just running in place, then the people on the political side who are corrupt have the nerve to steal from us and do things for their political buddies and do things for their own advancement. So that's why there's a consistent theme. The two issues end up merging together for people all across this state. And as someone, as I said, who grew up in Buffalo, grew up working class, understood how meaningful that margin for error is, both for individuals and for businesses, I've just had enough. And the reason I've kind of come off of the sidelines into public life is someone from the outside has got to come in with that perspective and clean this up.
You have a website for your campaign so that voters can find out more about you?
Absolutely. It's woofordforag.com. That's www.woofordforag.com. Again, www.woofordforag.com.